It's 1 o'clock and 19 degrees. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. An event intended to bring exposure to sexual violence in the lives of women is set for tonight. Take Back the Night is put on by the Sexual Assault Center of Quinte, Quinte Healthcare, and Three Oaks. Tonight's program will include stories from three local women who will share their experiences, as well as a march where women and children are encouraged to join. It happens in Belleville's Market Square tonight, beginning at 6 p.m.
By the time we get to the part where the actual march, people are usually pretty charged up at that point because it's a chance for us to march and to holler and to do our chants. And right on the street, downtown Belleville, and I know that it kind of ties up traffic for a little bit, but it's usually very, very well received, and we usually get a lot of support.
At Loyalist College's second annual 48-hour film festival, students were forced to work a ladle, the color orange, and the phrase, "avoid it at all costs," in their films. Sean Macy has the details.
Members of Team White Balance went home happy after coming in first place last night. Each member of the team brought home $100 for their victory at the Shark Tank. Team White Balance crew member Liam O'Neill enjoyed helping out younger students.
Whenever you go out and you work with somebody that's never been around a camera before, like especially a first year that's just coming into this industry, it's great to get them behind a camera and to actually work with it.
O'Neill and his teammates won with their spoof horror film about a killer with a ladle. The Book Report and Ladle Man came in second and third place respectively. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
Police are investigating a break-and-enter in Trenton. One person was injured in connection with a robbery at the Trenton Mobile Home Park late Wednesday afternoon. Residents waited upward of 2 hours to be let back into the park, while the Quinte West OPP blocked off all entrances. Several police cruisers were on the scene, as well as the OPP Forensic Investigation Unit. Police have not apprehended any suspects. The conservative government has a setback in limiting what a military watchdog puts in its final report on the handling of Afghan prisoners. Murray Bruster has more.
A federal court has dismissed an application that would have, among other things, stricken the testimony of diplomat whistleblower Richard Colvin and blocked thousands of pages of documents from being used by the Military Police Complaints Commission. The agency held public hearings into the question of whether military cops in Kandahar knew or should have known about alleged prison abuse. Justice Department lawyers argued the commission had no authority to call witnesses such as Colvin, who said he had repeatedly warned about possible abuse. In dismissing the court challenge, the justice said the government had no basis to speculate on what will be in the commission's final report. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's 91X News to 104. Here's Miller Reynolds with sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X Sports. In Junior A, Whitby and Kingston play at 7 p.m. tonight. Burlington and Brampton play at 7:30. In Empire B, Amherst View visits Picton, also at 7:30. In OHL hockey, the Belleville Bulls are traveling to Peterborough tonight to take on the Petes at 7:05. Other games include Kingston against Brampton at 7, Mississauga in Niagara also at 7. Saginaw at Windsor at 7:05, and Owen Sound in Barrie at 7:30. The Canadian Olympic Committee is bringing out the red mittens again. $3 from each pair of the $10 mittens will go towards supporting Canadian Olympians preparing for the 2012 Games in London. Last year, more than 1.63 million pairs were sold by the Hudson Bay Company, contributing $4.9 million in funds to the Canadian Olympic Foundation. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series heads to the Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware, this Sunday afternoon for the running of the AAA 400. Sprint Cup driver Jimmy Johnson says he is ready to go.
You're going so fast there. When something goes wrong, you hit the wall hard and probably collect someone or more with you. But I look at Dover as a huge opportunity. That's been a great track for me over the years. We've won a lot of chase races there. It's my favorite racetrack, and I smile when I think of Dover. I'm ready for it.
Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91x weather.
Today, some light showers will be ending early this afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud and a low of 15 degrees. 40% chance of showers later this afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm, and a high of 19 degrees. Friday morning, we'll have scattered showers and a low of 15. At 106, it's 15 degrees. 901X News on the air and online at 901X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds. News is next at 2 o'clock.